Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. The case of the murdered four-year-old Grégory Villemain in 1984 is still under scrutiny, but could soon be resolved. The little boy's great-uncle and aunt, Michel and Jacqueline Jacob, are currently being questioned by the Public Prosecutor's Office in Dijon after being held in police custody. It is yet to be confirmed to what degree of involvement the two, now 70-year-olds, had in the death of the boy, whose body was found in the Vologne 32 years ago. As the investigation continues, the Attorney General has stated that several people would have been involved in the crime. Jacqueline Jacob is additionally suspected of sending threatening letters to Gregory's parents. Republican candidate Nathalie Kosciusko-Morizet is expected to leave hospital today after being kept in under observation for a head injury. She was assaulted yesterday while distributing leaflets in Paris and remained unconscious for a few minutes after falling to the ground. As a consequence, an anti-violence rally is being organised this evening in the capital. The second round of voting in the parliamentary elections on Sunday might see a landslide victory for President Macron's En Marche party. A study by Opinionway suggests they could win around 470 of the 577 seats, a huge majority over their opponents. However, another poll suggests that the abstention rate could be even higher than for the first round, at about 53%. The Health Minister, Agnès Buzyn, is pushing for an increase in the number of compulsory vaccines for children. Currently, there are three compulsory ones, but in Le Parisien this morning, she states that she would like to up this number to 11. She would include the measles vaccine to try and combat the disease, which has made a marked comeback in France in recent years. The Bernard Tapie saga continues as the Paris prosecutor has appealed against the ruling which allowed the businessman to pay off his debt over a number of years. The debt, which stands at €400 million, was a result of his dispute with Crédit Lyonnais over the resale of the Adidas brand. There is some positive employment news from General Electric, who is planning on investing €125 million in a new plant in the Belfort area. The American giant is also hoping to create 150 new jobs at the Saint-Priest and Massy sites, having committed to employing 1,000 people across France by the end of 2018, a promise made when they acquired the energy division of Alstom. Back exams continue today with geography and history. A key subject matter this year is China and the world after 1949. And finally, the Women's European Basketball Championship begins tonight in Prague. France are hoping for a fifth successive title, and they start their competition against Slovenia this evening in a match which starts at 8:30. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.